A transformed public sector is dynamic, innovative, and responsive to the needs of citizens and businesses. It is constantly measuring itself and improving. It sees the citizen as the customer to be served. It is with this disposition in mind that the government continues to take steps to modernize both the staff and operations in the public service. In his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate, Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Rudyard Spencer, recently updated the country on several of the initiatives being implemented to achieve public sector transformation. We recap his presentation on today's edition of Going for Growth. As government seeks to increase efficiency and deliver services in a cost-effective manner, it will be rolling out the Human Capital Enterprise Management System. The system will enable the automation of the administrative functions of human resource HR management. Implementation of this system will enable the HR teams within ministries, departments, and agencies to focus on more strategic areas of human resource management, such as manpower planning and employee development.
This, of course, will require a shift in how HR is conducted in the public service. And in that regard, the implementation team, in coordination with the Strategic Human Resource Management Division of the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, has been working with the wider HR community in adjusting to the new computerized system.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Rudyard Spencer. Mr. Spencer also outlined that the Ministry of Finance is far advanced in its work to develop a compensation policy for the public sector, adding that the process will be instrumental in informing the government's medium-term wage policy against the legislated wage ceiling. A cabinet submission is being prepared and will be ready shortly. Meanwhile, Mr. Spencer also sought to assure public sector workers that funds have been set aside to provide wage increases following the expiration of the latest public sector wage contract. The latest public sector wage contract period concluded at the end of the 2016-2017 fiscal year on March 31st. The government, he says, has set funds aside to pay increases in anticipation of new wage claims from unions and working groups representing public sector workers.
Provision has been made for the payment of increased wages and salaries in the public sector. Provision has also been made in the 2017-18 budget to facilitate settlement of the outstanding agreements related to the 2015-17 contract period, as well as arrears in allowances to groups in the health sector.
On the subject of pension reform, Mr. Spencer outlined that steps are being taken to streamline activities of all stakeholders in pension administration. A new computer-based application, the Public Employees Pension Administration System, PEPAS, will be rolled out to input, store, and use the employee's service credit record for timely computations of pensions. PEPAS will also provide human resource personnel in ministries, agencies, and departments with ready access to updated, current, and reliable employment history and pension entitlement based on their level of authorization. Public sector reform efforts continue in keeping with plans to boost overall economic growth and job creation.
An efficient, productive public sector forms a strong foundation for economic growth. Therefore, the transformation process is key to achieving our economic growth targets. We continue our work and transforming the public sector for a modern Jamaica in pursuit of happiness for all its people.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Rudyard Spencer. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the North-South leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a North-South Highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.